Christ. I want to fucking smoke. I unwrap a fresh pack, slide it open, press my nose to those pure white coffin nails, and take a long, deep inhale. Breathe in that distinctive tobacco scent. Wrinkle my nose as it hits me. Smells familiar. Like home. Like you. I pull one out slowly. Bring it to my blood-red lips. Trap it between my teeth. Close my lips around it. Grab a match between nimble fingers and strike it, the flame sputtering to life, illuminating my face and hair. Bring that flame closer and closer to the end of the cigarette, hollowing my cheeks just a little as I pull. A quick flick of my wrist and we're plunged into near darkness. The soft red glow of the burning tobacco like a beacon in the blackest night. I can barely see you, but I know you're on your knees just as I left you. I know you're shaking. As I pull the smoke deep into my lungs, I can hear you squirming. The light at the end of my cigarette grows brighter as I take a long drag, and I know you're desperate to see it. Desperate to watch my full lips part and the smoke slither out between them. Desperate to feel my breath ghost over your face, your chin cupped in my hand, tilted up to me as I blow smoke into your face. I want to take my time. Extend my leg and watch as you grasp my ankle reverently, bringing my stiletto to your perfect mouth and kissing it, your tongue sliding out to coat the smooth surface of my shoe, making it shine. Watching my face for approval, spit sliding down your chin, dripping onto the hardwood floor. Such a good boy, my good boy. Taking such good care of my things. Another drag as my body relaxes, unbuttoning my blouse, squeezing my full breasts as I expose myself to you, pinching my nipples hard between my thumb and forefinger while you move your delicious little tongue to my other heel and slide it along the insole. I enjoy watching you like this. Watching your eyes, heavy-lidded and pupils blown wide, fixated on the repetitive action of my smoking. It's hypnotic, isn't it? Polishing my shoes with your tongue while I relax like this. The scent of cigarettes and sex is thick. Your need is evident and palpable. But you won't have it. Not yet. Tonight is entirely about me. Tonight is about satisfying my cravings. Tonight is about using you properly, the way my perfect slut should be used, for my pleasure and amusement. As the end of my smoke approaches and I tap my ashes into the tray, you press your face into the floor the way I taught you. Waiting. Obedient. Perfect. I crush what's left of the cigarette and shift in my chair, moving forward, parting my thighs. My need is evident too. In the soft glow, you can see how wet I am. I part myself for you, my slick, coating my fingers. Watching you, I slide one finger deep inside and curl it impossibly slowly. I pull my finger out again and use it to beckon you. Come here. Come to me. You sit up straight and take my finger into your mouth, the taste and scent of my cunt overwhelming your senses. And you lick it clean, your breath coming in short gasps. You know what's next. We've done this dance before. Sliding my fingers into your hair, gripping it until it lightly tugs at your scalp, I guide your head to your reward, to your place of worship, between my legs. I feel your tongue against my clit, and my body burns like the cigarette I just finished. I ignite, and my cunt clenches when your questing tongue finds my needy hole, wet and wanting. You're so good for me, so eager, such a hungry mouth. Your lips wrap around my clit, sucking, worshipping, drinking from my fountain as I gush for you. Obedience is the sweetest bliss, and there is so much joy in service. This is your purpose. This is why you're here. You belong to me. Every part of you is mine. 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 I grind my hips into your face, draping my legs over your shoulders and digging my heels into your back as I come, leaving little red indentations that will likely bruise by morning. They'll match the other marks I've left along your back. My body tenses and then shudders as I fall apart and you lick me softly and gently while I come down. My eyes open and slowly focus on you. Your face is coated in my juices, eyes shining, that wicked grin I can't help returning. I lean forward and hold your face in my hands, kissing you and tasting my own pleasure. Stroking your cheek, leaning back, lifting my leg and resting my heels gently against your face. You remove each one of my shoes slowly, reverently, running your tongue along my stockinged feet, placing wet kisses as I lower my feet into your lap, one on each side of your cock, throbbing so beautifully and painfully for me. Locking eyes, I move my feet up and down your length, watching as you begin to tremble for me. You hold my feet together, sliding them up and down, spitting down onto your cock and spreading the saliva, bucking your hips up, whimpering, thanking me for allowing you to fuck my feet like this. You're the best boy, my perfect boy, so needy, so hard, such a little whore. It feels good, doesn't it? I know it does from the way your breath speeds up, coming in short bursts, words of worship dripping from your lips. You need this. You need to fall apart from me, all over my stockings, coating them in thick ropes of your delectable cum. Come for me, sweet boy. Come all over mommy's stockings. Show me how thankful you are that I made you feel this good. And you do. Your body tenses and all time stops, and then you're coming. Every drop splattering my feet, staining my stockings, the perfect tribute from my darling, submissive boy. You've made me so proud tonight. You've made me feel so good. I stroke your face and hair and pull you up to sit with me in my chair, holding you close, trailing my hands over your heated skin. Breathe for me, sweetheart. Breathe for me. I made you. Don't ever forget that. You exist solely to please me, and for that, you'll be rewarded. I crave you like I crave cigarettes. My addiction, my good boy, mine.